Moon is in Capricorn. Venus enters Virgo. And Sol enters Leo. Oh, 'tis the season for showing off. Welcome to episode 32 in season 6 of Christo's Astrology. Here's my reading of the zeitgeist for Thursday, July 22nd, 2021.
Ciao!
The Capricorn moon completes yesterday's brief yod with a sextile to Piscean Jupiter. In his quinquunx to Cancer Sol and opposition to Leo Venus at 12:41 a.m. Greenwich Mean Time. Ooh, expect to unearth a virtual pile of junk. Some work that you've sweated over leaves you wondering why on earth you bothered. Oy, oh well. Venus enters Virgo until August 16th at 1:37 a.m. Okay, in my way of thinking, that means 3.5 weeks of nice clean laundry and squeaky clean dishes. Hey, getting your whites whiter and brights brighter? It takes intelligent, intense, busy work. Yeah, but the end results, they sure look to be worth it. Luna reaches a quinquunx to the Gemini Dragon's Head in its trine to Aquarian Saturn at 12:59 p.m. What you're laboring over at the moment is utterly impractical. It's a bit like saying, putting the stems back in the cherries. So expect to feel the full weight of cultural disapproval. Just don't let that interfere with your agenda. Venus exactly opposes Jupiter at 1:45 p.m. Hey, there's no shipping of half-assed work. Or rather, just know that you're going to be able to tell whether it's, whole-assed or not. Leo Mars completes his prolonged yod with Capricorn Pluto and Piscean Neptune with an exact quinquunx to Pluto at 3:09 p.m. Ugh. Expect to come across someone else's half-assed project, prominently and proudly displayed. Sol enters Leo at 3:26 p.m. Well, this sure is the season of extroverts. Expect to run into so many more of them, now that distancing restrictions are easing. And it's also the season for showing off. Nothing wrong with that, as long as what's shown is worth seeing. Expect Venus and Virgo to give you a sharp and accurate eye for judging that worth. Luna quintiles Neptune at 5:45 p.m. Well, well. Expect an intuition of major practical significance occur to you, and expect it to give you the courage you need to show off. Nice. And I mean that sincerely. Luna squares Aries Chiron in his sextile to Saturn at 8:51 p.m. Uh-oh, some work is simply unredeemable. Don't worry, it wasn't wasted effort. We always learn the best and most from our mistakes. Luna biquintiles the Dragon's Head at 10:50 p.m. Oh yeah, see, there it is. That was a major lesson learned, and now you get to apply it to something else, something that's going to change your future. Luna trines unaspected Taurian Uranus at 11:25 p.m. That's right. Flex those muscles. I'll bet you didn't even know you had them. Thanks for listening. Have a great day, and I'll see you tomorrow. Alrighty then. Ciao a tutti.